tonight, at the end of this podcast, we will reveal a massive twist. What's the secret? Is Gretel a man? What's her secret?
Behind Big Brother Podcast.
It's day 36. I'm Vibes.
And I'm Vid.
And the big topic at the moment is the lie detectors that Big Brother put the housemate through just earlier tonight.
Well, the lie detectors with inverted commas, I think you mean.
Yeah, a lot of people on the forums are kind of questioning whether that lie detector was legit. What did you think?
Well, we've had no proof that it was. I know they can't really prove it as such, but we haven't seen anything to say that it's real, so everyone's just going to jump straight to the conclusion that it's not. It's just a big mock-up.
The graphics on screen I thought were a bit cheesy, and it didn't really do anything to help portray it as legitimate.
The only thing I thought that was good with that was that the actual waveform was actually with their voice. That was the only legit part of it. Other than that, when it went in the green, the red, or the orange, it was on exact set points. If it sort of went in between the middle, a little bit to one side, a little bit to the other, but it was a definite either 2 notches green, 3 notches in orange, or 4 or 3 into the red. So it was never really sort of in the middle as such. It was too definite for me.
Well, I actually went out and did some detective work. And by that, I mean I hopped on the internet and started doing some searching. Wikipedia says, the American Polygraph Association website lists conclusions from multiple university grade studies into the accuracy of voice stress analysis, which is the type of lie detector that they use tonight. All cast doubt on the validity of the results of such tests. Many describe the results as no better than chance. So I don't think it's 90% accurate as Gretel put it. In fact, the last study was done in 2001 and found that it was 49.8% accurate. That's less than chance. Chance is at 50%.
Even the regular lie detectors aren't that good anyways.
And also, I was kind of surprised that Big Brother actually told the housemates that the lie detector had been specially made for Big Brother, which is another fib.
He did what? I missed that.
He told the housemates that it was a lie detector specially designed for Big Brother.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, he can wank on. But okay, let's just pretend that the results were accurate, or just ignore whether they're accurate or not. What did you think of the answers?
I think the housemates were being relatively truthful in their answers. I think they were scared because the footage was very edited on the show. When the housemates were coming out of the diary room, they were sort of shocked and stunned at why Big Brother was asking them these questions. And I think after seeing each housemate come out, like sort of in awe, the housemates thought, oh, maybe something is definitely going on. I better tell the truth. And Big Brother was being very serious because he wanted to hear about the truth. And I wouldn't doubt that they'd all seen last year's show, what happened to, what's his name? See, I don't, Nelson and Constance, so they would have been frightened by that. They don't want to get kicked out.
I wasn't surprised by Camilla's responses at all. She was the only one who told the truth on every response.
Well, I like Camilla. A lot of people don't like her. I didn't like her to start with, and now I really like her, and a lot of people have said, no, we don't like her. But I hope she stays, and I think she's survived several evictions now, and she's not getting cocky about it, which is a great thing.
And also the big shock news. Michael is attracted to David, apparently.
Yes.
According to this lie detector.
What did you watch the kiss video thing? They cut it out on when they showed it on tonight's show, but have you watched the premium video of it?
I have seen the premium video. I still don't really know what's going on with that. What is the context of the kiss? For anyone who hasn't seen it, it's not a kiss per se. David and Michael were in the bathroom. They sort of leant into each other.
They were flirting heaps. I think
they were drunk. David was in Michael's arms and they sort of leant towards each other and there was sort of a kiss going on. The camera angle was weird.
But the thing is, we're never going to see a better camera angle because of where the glass is positioned in the bathroom. If the camera angle came from the other side, you wouldn't be able to see anything. So we've only got that sort of top view and the other view from the side camera, which doesn't give anything because you can't judge depth from it. I think maybe they pecked each other.
But then there's also the rumor, and it was on our fan die. Apparently it was reported that one of the housemates, I think it was Michael, said to him, later tonight at 10:30, as if they were going to hook up in the bedroom or something. And then David responded, I don't have a watch, because clocks and watches aren't allowed in the Big Brother house. And I skimmed through the fan diary trying to see if they had their sexual rendezvous in the house, but I don't think it happened.
But if you listen to it really closely towards the end, I can't 100% tell you what he said, but it sounds to me like he said, not now, I can't do it now, or not here. And it was a bit sus because they were just about to leave the bathroom and Michael opened the door a tiny bit, looked out to see if anyone was there, and then sort of, he really quite roughly pushed David against the, that is something that you do when you want to kiss someone. So, and then later on, David asked Michael, you know, he said, are you gay? And Michael said, always. But you can never, you can't tell if he was lying or being truthful or flirting again. So I'm not sure. I think there was definitely, there's an element of something there, but we're never going to find out now that he's gone unless David talks about it.
Well, maybe David has found his true love in the house and the Australian public just kicked him out. There was also the boyfriend on the outside who's sold his story to DNA magazine.
And David, well, who, we don't know that it's this guy that sold his story, but David did say that he has a relationship on the outside. I think David admitting, yes, I have this relationship, I think he was being cocky because Big Brother said, you know, do you have a relationship on the outside? He didn't specifically say what kind of relationship.
Yeah, it is a bit open to interpretation.
Yeah, so I think David was, you know, taking it to the next step by saying, yeah, sure.
I was kind of surprised to see that pretty much all of the housemates from Western Australia already knew each other or they'd seen each other around.
Yeah, well, you live in Perth. We both live in Perth. And people are saying, oh my God, I can't believe they know each other. Perth isn't a big place.
No, but still, though.
There are only really three places that you can, three general areas that you can go at. So I'm not surprised that they've seen each other before.
With this whole lie detector thing, I find it a bit bizarre how it's sort of just come out of the blue. Like they just scheduled this special without telling us what was going on. I thought a lie detector would have been better suited towards a task.
I think maybe some information has come out or they've been informed of something. Because, well, last year with the Constance and Nelson thing, it was played up heaps that the housemates were lying.
This has been played up just as much.
Well, not the lying aspect, just that something's going to happen and they're going to be reprimanded, but not so much.
This whole special was the pretext to the another 24-hour vote, which is more cash in the bank. But I mean, I would have rather seen the lie detector. Don't get me wrong, this whole idea is a good idea, but I would have liked to see the lie detector test as part of a task, saying if the housemates failed, if they got, say, below 80% truth, no, your shopping budget's out the window.
I think the consequences should be a lot harsher, though. This 24-hour vote and then this person gets nominated.
Yeah.
Just evict them. I'm sure there's some standby housemates that they can bring in if the need
if numbers
be.
Get too low.
Yeah, just evict them straight out. They lied. You did it last year. You're supposed to be evil. Don't let your guard down now, Big Brother.
Gretel has said the whole reason for this lie detecting special was that people would know whether they're flying under the radar or not. I don't exactly know how this 24-hour vote's going to work just yet, but I don't think people are going to vote for the person under the radar. I think they're just going to use it as a way to get the person they don't like nominated anyway. And what about the eviction? I thought it was pretty stock standard. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. I wasn't happy that they took up so much time with this lie detector thing.
Yeah.
Gretel could have breezed through it a lot quicker, got to a bit more daily footage.
The Daily Show update was shocking. It was, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, and you maybe perhaps put the Daily Show at the beginning. You know, that's what the whole 6:30 time slot's for. Have the Daily Show then go and, you know, build up the hype even more. You know how well they can do that. Put the Daily Show, then go to the lie thing, and then go to the eviction. Why did they have to do it the other way around? We could have waited. Everyone was going to tune in for the whole 2 hours anyway.
Very disappointing about the Daily Show update because so much happened on Friday and Saturday.
And we don't have a Saturday show, so...
Yeah, and where is it? We haven't seen any of it.
And there are a lot of users who don't read the fan diary on the official site, our website, and they don't know anything. They only get everything from the show, and they're going to be... They're sort of out of the loop. They've missed almost, you know, 2 days.
Plus, we've been pretty slack in updating it. Oops.
Now, let's talk about this housemate. I think she's still in the house, maybe. Her name's Jade. You seen her recently?
Wasn't she Insider?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. What the hell is going on?
She outsmarted Big Brother and they've said nuts to this and they haven't given her any... We haven't even heard the word Insider be said by Big Brother or by Gretel or by Mike in the last 6 days-ish.
And the Big Brother asked her the question, you know, are you enjoying being the Insider? And she said, yeah, it's fabulous. Because she hasn't been given anything. Give her something a bit more challenging. Think it through a bit more.
Obviously, she has the smarts because she outsmarted Big Brother even on one of them. So obviously, she's smarter than Michael at being an Insider. So why can't they give her a task?
I feel kind of sorry for her, though. Watching her tonight at the eviction, on the live streams, no one's talking to her. She's sort of cast off to the side. When after the eviction's over, everyone gets up and she's sort of left sitting there. So I kind of feel sorry for her, and Big Brother's not helping by not giving her these insider things. They're too focused on either Jamie and Katie, Crystal and Galen, or Michael's toothbrush antics.
Toothbrush drama. It's pretty funny how this has caused so much tension in the house over toothbrushes.
Well, toothbrushes are sort of a big thing. It's hygiene. They don't get hot showers if they don't wake up. So what else are they going to rely on?
They could wash their mouths out with salt water.
They could. And, well, Crystal said that they've started using loofahs down their throat.
What's that?
Like, you know, those little squidgy shower things that you use to wash your body? You put soap on it.
Oh.
Apparently they've been using that on their teeth.
Well, to give you an update, if you're watching the feeds after the eviction show on Sunday night, after Michael's very long goodbye message, which we'll talk about in a second, Michael told the housemates that he didn't have anything to do with the missing toothbrushes, but he knows who did. Dun, dun, dun.
And he's sorry to the person.
He's sorry to the person who did it and said to the housemates, "I didn't feel right telling you who it was in the group, but I can tell you to look under the beds." So the housemates pretty much ripped the bedroom apart.
David was really upset about it, wasn't he? Well, not upset, he was a bit angry.
And Dino was absolutely pissed off. Dino was the one that instigated the bed rummaging. So they took off all the mattresses. He wanted to dismantle the beds. That's how bad he wanted his toothbrush.
Well, just think about it. If they found their toothbrushes inside a moldy old sock all together, do you reckon they're going to use them?
I suspect a few whingy housemates will go to the dye room and request new toothbrushes.
Well, they have, and Big Brother hasn't given it to them. I think what Mikey did, I think he's very smart. He's watched the show. He sort of knows how things work. So by him saying that, he's left the house, instead of being angry at him, which is something they can get over quite easily, he's left them with something to cause more scandal and sort of get the housemates doubting each other again.
Well, I'm pretty sure he knew he was going. I mean, when he was evicted, he ran outside and destroyed Big Brother's property.
A lot of people missed it and it wasn't talked about on the show, but when he threw up, it was either a glass bowl or something. He actually smashed some of the lights on the roof. And Camilla was quite pissed off about it. She was saying, you know, why did he have to do that? And John was saying, you know, he just got evicted. He wanted to leave a mark. Yeah, we didn't have to smash the bloody thing. And what was with that run outside? He just looked like a twat.
It did look a bit stupid, I thought.
And the housemates were sort of just chasing after him. What the hell are you doing?
But then after he left and they played his goodbye message, his goodbye message went for about 40 minutes. It was a very long one.
It was about six to eight minutes each housemate, wasn't it?
Something along those lines. And the housemates were all joking about him.
Katie was yawning during her segment.
But also, like, Dino, even though Michael said all positive things about Dino in his goodbye message, Dino was sort of egging on insults to Michael in sort of a little of a hostile way.
Didn't he abuse some of that? I missed it on the feeds. Didn't he abuse, also not abuse, have a dig at some of the housemates?
He had a massive dig at Rob. Michael mainly said that Rob didn't really have the right to go around bitching about people playing the game because Rob's the one playing the game the most.
They're all playing the game, get over it.
I'm so sick of that phrase.
But they are. You can't say that they're not. They're all in it to win it. That's playing the game to me.
Well, according to this 90% accurate lie detector test, some of the housemates aren't in it to win it. It's really scary how John has suddenly become a contender to win the show. Very scary.
If that happens, you know, there's...
Yeah, I know how you feel. We haven't seen any of him, and suddenly he's won. Suddenly people are talking about him winning the show. No way. He does not deserve however much money it is now.
The only time I ever see him is during nominations. He's just there, you know, acknowledging what people are saying. There's no stories from him. I don't know what the point of having him in there is.
I think he's just a yes person. People like him because John will go into a group and say yes, 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 and nod along. He won't stick himself out there. He won't put in any opinion. Maybe he doesn't even have an opinion.
But that annoys me. Wouldn't the housemates start to get annoyed that someone isn't contributing at all to any of these conversations?
I think they just like being validated. They like the fact that someone's saying yes to them. It makes them feel good. So, yeah, John's a nice guy. But in reality, he's boring. He's boring television. He should be the one that gets added to nominations because of the under-the-radar vote that will be happening tomorrow.
Thanks to those people who have rang up our voicemail lines and emailed in. We got an interesting email from a viewer in Ireland.
Aaron writes, "Hello, BBBA. I'm from Ireland, and I'm a Big Brother obsessive, but this is the first year I have watched Big Brother Australia in full end, ... I hate it, with an exclamation point. Why do they need to take the housemates out of the house? Big Brother broke one of the fundamental rules of Big Brother himself. It doesn't make any sense. Also, get rid of them fucking ninjas on FNL. In fact, get rid of FNL completely.
Woohoo!
It's shit. Also, when are you guys going to get your world first that was highly advertised before the series? I'm still waiting. Anyway, that's my little rant about Your Big Brother over for now. Hope you get to read this out on your podcast. P.S. Stop calling it Big Brother UK. It's Big Brother UK / Ireland. Yes, it is in the United Kingdom, but Big Brother holds auditions in Dublin and Cork this year and last year. So really, it's Big Brother UK / Ireland.
I agree with the taking the housemates out. You've talked about it before. It's
stupid. It makes no sense whatsoever. And it was for the worst of reasons this time.
Even the Friday Night Ninjas. I remember the first Friday Night Live in last season. As soon as the housemates saw the ninjas, they were so excited. And it was something to talk about. And it was just...
killed the whole Big Brother mood. Killed it completely.
Keep them locked in the house, Big Brother.
And the other reason that Friday Night Live needs to go next year is because the housemates are expecting it. They know what's going to happen and they know how the system works.
They said that they weren't going to, they're trying to make it so the housemates don't know that it's live. They know. They have, they're not that stupid.
Yeah, all of the housemates in the house now, probably with the exception of David, watched Big Brother last year, so they know it's alive. What makes Big Brother interesting is putting the housemates into situations where they don't know what's going on. Friday Night Live doesn't do that.
In other series when we haven't got Friday Night Live, the only thing the housemates expect are nominations, evictions. Now in this Australian one, the housemates expect intruders, they expect double evictions, they expect, you know, this Friday Night Live, they expect to get alcohol. I'm really sick of seeing the housemates going, oh, I'm not calming down, it's going to be a double, it's going to be a double. You know, it might just be that we've just been going on for too long.
It does kind of frustrate me that series such as Big Brother UK / Ireland are in their seventh season and the show is still so fresh and it rates so much better than the Australian version does. But I think we'll leave that for a different podcast.
Or for every other podcast.
This is the perfect time to plug our new spin-off podcast. I think we're titling it Off the Hook. It's our special podcast dedicated to Big Brother UK / Ireland and it's been designed for Australian watchers.
So we're not going to chuck it on the end of this podcast, so you don't have to listen.
And this will be the last time we mention it. So go to the podcast page and soon enough, not instantly, there'll be a link for the Off the Hook podcast.
While we're plugging, I think we should comment that we hit a brand new record on the forums tonight. Bigger than the opening night. Well, I think it was
830 something people on the forums at the same time.
And our server was a bit angry. But
our server died.
But it's all right now. So thanks once again to all the guys at jumba.com.au.
Also, we forgot to mention last podcast that we got featured in iTunes Music Directory.
Yes, Big Brother Uncouth plugged us there. But we got one of those fancy banners up the top. I think we're still there.
Hopefully.
If it loads and it doesn't come up, just I think every 5 seconds they switch over. And you'll see it eventually. We're dropping in the overall chart.
Big Brother Uncouth is actually rating higher than us in the iTunes directory now.
I think it's because they have a drunk podcast. They have a drunk video cast. We need to do that.
I think video will interest people more than audio any day.
Yeah.
But there's sort of certain things that we can do on audio, like play voicemails.
Hi, this is Madonna. Yeah.
Hi, it's Gretel Colleen. I need to let out some gas.
So much to digest.
Hey Vid, hey Vibes, it's Dante from the forums. Just thought I'd call in with another voicemail. I'm pretty bored and you've got a severe lack of them at the moment, so why not? First off, Desmond and that other bitch, get a fucking life. You're retarded, just grow up and fuck off. Yeah, pretty much. So this in Lies Eviction or whatever it is tomorrow night. Should be interesting, but probably a big disappointment again, as it is always. Yeah, that's all I can think of. Probably should have thought of this through a bit more before I called. Anyway, have fun. See you later.
Did you know that Camilla looks exactly the same as she did when she was a baby? And Michael is such a slut, he needs to go.
Hello, yes, it's a C.04 once again. Hello, it's C.04. Sorry about that, my phone cut out because it's a dumb little bastard, just like all you guys. Yes, that's true. Now, I'd just like to make a big Sunday night. I'd just like to make a few comments about, it's Sunday night. I'd like to make a few comments post-eviction. And, Marie Gretel and her dress sense, that dress. Firstly, red makes her look like a prostitute. Secondly, silk, does not suit her. And thirdly, she looks pregnant. Or should I say he? Men can possibly be pregnant. So maybe he's doing a publicity stunt to make herself look pregnant and then it suddenly reveals our manhood. That's all I have to say about Gretel for tonight. So till next time, Bethels.
So before we go, who do you think is going to be nominated tomorrow?
See, with the nominations, I really don't know at the moment. I'm hoping John will be nominated as part of the under-the-radar vote.
Well, these nominations are going to be interesting because our intruders can be nominated now.
Well, Jade's a definite to be nominated.
Yeah, Jade will be nominated. Don't think Rob will. Danielle?
No. No, she won't.
Crystal, I think, might get a couple of nomination votes flung her way.
Notice the accent on the word flung. A lot of things have been flung around with Crystal this week, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
I swear Big Brother purposely made the cameras darker on The Daily Show so we couldn't see what they were doing in bed.
They were rather...
It sounded very black. Sloppy and there's nasty. A lot of slurping and saliva noises going on.
So I think maybe she'll get a nomination. I think Dino and David, I think everyone else... Oh, actually, Camilla might get one just because she gets nominated every time.
This might be Camilla's turn to go this week.
I really hope not. Don't vote her out. Who do you think will be evicted? Or who would you like to be evicted?
Dino.
Not John.
Well, you
see... Double.
John's not bringing anything to the house, so I suppose, yes, I'd like John to go first. But Dino is just a prick, to put it lightly. I could record my own 30-minute podcast on how much I hate Dino, but I won't get into it that far.
I think I'm pretty much the same, either Dino or Crystal. We're at the end of our 11th podcast.
And we're about a quarter of the way through the series now.
We're doing well. Thanks to all those guys who keep downloading, leaving reviews on iTunes. Subscribe. And call our voicemails that open 24 hours, as many of you like to ring early in the morning.
Because we're sick of getting voicemails from Desmond and the Snip.
See ya.
And now, the massive podcast twist. The twist is...